What the Actual Fork podcast is co-hosted by two intuitive eating registered dietitians, yours truly, Sammy Previtt, owner of Fine Food Freedom, and Jenna Warner, owner of Happy Strong Healthy.
We can't stand diet culture bullshit and love keeping it real. Our mission is for all humans to believe that they are made for so much more than chasing a smaller body. We are also here to share with you that food can be fun and pleasurable again.
Although we are medical professionals, we are human beings too. We are not afraid to share our deepest, darkest secrets and how many years of our lives were taken by diet culture.
We started this podcast so no human has to feel alone in their journey towards food freedom. So get comfy and join us for a casual combo where you can expect to laugh, cry, learn, and grow.
We are so grateful that you're here. So if you enjoy this podcast and want to connect further, we invite you to follow along on Instagram at @WhatTheActualForkPod and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast so we can continue to share this message with more and more people. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of What the Actual Fork podcast. As I'm introing us right now, Jenna, I am literally pulling up your Instagram because I started laughing out loud. All I saw was a story on your Instagram that was like, apparently some of you need some banana education because much of the internet like hates bananas, and I had missed something. So let us know what's going on with bananas these days.
Well, between Instagram and TikTok, this video that I posted that was literally like me just drinking a smoothie waiting to pick up my son has over 500,000 views and growing. So there's seriously some vendetta against bananas, and it's like funny, not funny, but like bananas have been hated forever because remind our world that's listening right now. I mean, when I was a dietitian inside the grocery store, like the advice that haunts me is when I used to tell people that they could only eat half a banana. Like, and people like remember me telling them that.
Is it just, is the whole thing that people think that bananas have too much carbs? Like, is that what?
And sugar. And there's a viral post from a doctor. I don't even know what doctor it is. There's like two of them. One is talking about like liver health, and the other one is just talking about, I don't even remember, but basically that if you blend a banana and you drink a smoothie with a banana, that it's just magically like turns into sugar and it's toxic and it's really bad for you. And I like laugh. I should have like done something with the post so I could refer back to the actual thing, but like I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I'm like thinking about it in my head, like, do people think that like when you blend a banana that like it multiplies the sugar? I can't even comprehend like the magic that people are thinking is happening.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is kind of reminding me, I feel like this was like last summer. Remember the TikTok that went viral of the guy like kept watermelon in his car in a bag, and the bag like
and
expanded.
This is your stomach.
And they were like, this is what happens when you eat watermelon.
This
you expand. And I was like, what in the actual fuck is going on? No.
Everybody was like, no, you left a bag of water and sugar in a hot car for 6 days. Like, no.
Yeah, there was no stomach acid in that bag from what we were told.
But somebody also put, like, I mean, you read the comment section on these posts and people are like, well, I heard that the fiber goes away and I heard that it multiplies the sugar and I heard that it's blah, 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 blah. And it's funny and sad at the same time, because the reality is, and like, I think about this on like in a very literal way. It's like, well, what does chewing do? Right? Like, and I understand, like, there's a bunch of different, like, schools of thought, right? Like, I understand that it is easier to drink more fruit than it would be to eat fruit, right? Like, they're chewing involved and, like,
of course,
that whole process. And then somebody was like, you know, the digestion starts in the mouth and when you chew. And I'm like, yes, we all went to school as dietitians and learned all of this. But at the same time, when you chew, you're turning a banana into mush. And when you blend, you're turning a banana into mush. And like, what's the difference? Like, am I stupid?
I feel like people might also be getting confused with like cold pressed juices, right?
Totally.
Because that's when you're going to get a nutritional change where you're not going to yield the same fiber from a fruit or vegetable.
Because you're actually removing it.
Yes. But like, other than that, because like that could, I could see how that could be confusing to an average consumer of looking at like a juice, like a bottled juice versus a smoothie. And how, but like a smoothie is thicker, right? And like you said, it's literally taking the physical fruit and blending it. And we're not removing anything, like nothing. Like it's like an ice cube turning to water, right?
Like it changes shape.
It changes shape.
Like, and somebody mentioned too, like, well, when you microwave or when you cook, you know, fruits and vegetables, like some of the nutrients get lost. Totally.
This totally. You weren't
that.
Microwaving it. Like, you didn't microwave your
thing.
Smoothie. Like,
this is not the same thing. And so what I made like a follow-up post that was essentially some banana education. I have a 3-part series on TikTok on this. But I think one of the things that's like super important to note is that there are different reasons to have smoothies. And it is also important to, I guess, the education behind fruit, I think, is just really important in general. So fruit contains starch, right? Fruit contains yes. carbohydrates. Fruits contain fiber. Fruits contain sugar. When you eat any carbohydrates, anything at all, whether it's fruit or candy and everything in between, your body's blood sugar responds to the carbohydrates that you take in, right? It's supposed to. The way that you can decrease the rate of how quickly the blood sugar enters your bloodstream, enters your body, is by pairing said carbohydrate, whether it's fruit in a smoothie or that you're eating, with a source of protein and or fat. Pairing those together will slow down the digestion process. And because proteins break down into amino acids and fats break down into fatty acids and carbohydrates break down into glucose, right? And that process happens faster. So in order to delay that process or prolong it, you pair it with protein and or fat, and then the digestion process happens slower over longer amounts of time, which then delays or prevents a spike in the blood sugar from happening. And it happens into like a little, what would you call that? Peak instead mm-hmm. of a mountain, right? Like just like a yeah. little guy, right? And which is what it's supposed to do. And so in order to make that smoothie a little bit better for your overall blood sugar management or control, whether you have diabetes or not, pairing the banana or whatever other fruit that's in there with maybe some nut butter, maybe some protein powder, maybe some yogurt and nut butter, whatever it is that you want, that's going to help the overall process of digestion. And so for, I think the biggest problem here is for a doctor to go on the internet and influence people to just simply no longer eat bananas without any education on how a banana can improve your health or how to eat a banana for best blood sugar management or whatever the case may be is just like really lazy and horrible advice. But that's just me. Anything you want to add?
Well, thank you for that breakdown. I love it. Love a good like nutrition education 101 bit.
Some science in here every once in a while.
For sure. And I think, you know, I think this goes back to the traditional diet culture messaging that gets steeped into our medical care, specifically with people who get a diagnosis of diabetes, where there are certain medical professionals who will look at them and say, stop eating sugar, stop eating carbs, bananas are horrible, carrots are horrible, you know, et cetera, because these are...
Wait, except they're a raw carrot salad.
Yeah, right. Except for the hormone balancing raw carrots that we see all the time. But so I think that's where like this kind of comes into play too, is these fruits and these vegetables and these things are truly like demonized just because they have carbohydrates. And like you're saying, we're not saying that they don't raise your blood sugar. They do raise your blood sugar, and they should raise your blood sugar. That means your body is working properly. And like you just said, there are things that you can do. This is where nutrition science comes into play, where you compare them with different things to, like you said, prolong the energy source and make a subtle rise in the blood sugar instead of a huge spike and crash. And yeah, I think this is like nutrition education 101. And this is where people completely like think that we disregard this in practice. And they also like see a video of you eating a banana, or so that's like close to 500,000. There was me eating a piece of ice cream cake, and then people assume that the only thing that you and I eat are bananas and ice cream cake because we put one video up, right?
If only it was that simple.
Wild. If you are a What the Actual Fork OG listener, you know that Jenna and I absolutely love convenient and easy meal and snack ideas, and cereal is one of my absolute faves, especially now as a pregnancy craving, and Magic Spoon is one of my absolute favorites. So they have four flavors to choose from: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. My personal favorite is mixing the peanut butter and cocoa together. Each serving has 13 to 14 grams of protein, which is so rare for cereal. So you get that carb protein mix, which helps keep you feeling fuller longer, which we love sustained energy. And it is also made with wholesome ingredients and no artificial flavors or dyes. So of course, again, pregnancy craving, check. It is absolutely meeting all of my satisfaction needs. And my daughter just happens to love Magic Spoon cereal as well. So if you want to give it a try, you can go to magicspoon.com/fork to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use code promo code FORK, that's FORK, at checkout to save $5 off of your order. But I feel like while we're on the smoothie topic, cause while you were talking, I started salivating and I'm clearly hungry. So let's give our favorite smoothie recipes combos. Cause I know like you definitely have a bunch and I feel like people would love some ideas.
Okay. When I was pregnant, which I feel like this is going to make you want to run and make it, the smoothie I drank almost every single day was coconut milk, protein powder, frozen banana, pitted dates, cocoa powder, unless the protein powder I used was chocolate. Or sometimes I would use the Vital Proteins chocolate collagen in addition to like the unflavored whey that I like by Up to You. So pairing those together, but the chocolate is really important. Did I say peanut butter already?
No.
Peanut butter, ice, and blend. It's like a chocolate covered banana peanut butter cup, and it's so good. And the dates give it so much extra sweetness, also fiber, and also great for that uterus of yours.
Isn't it like softening the cervix?
Sorry, it's for your cervix.
Either way, whatever. Give me the benefits. I should try that. I might throw you for a loop because I am like a tropical smoothie gal.
I'm so not, but tell me.
Yeah. So mine definitely frozen banana is like a staple in every smoothie. Like it has to be. It makes the texture so much better. But so coconut milk to bring in some of the tropical flavor, frozen banana, frozen mango, frozen pineapple, frozen ginger, the little chunks at Trader Joe's. They sell
press them
frozen.
Out.
Yes. Amazing. And then usually throw in a little bit of just vanilla protein powder or unflavored protein powder in there and blend. And it's just like, it's basically just like a very tropical yellow.
It's like a
smoothie.
Pina colada.
Yeah. I don't know why. I've just always been like, I love like a tropical blend.
I feel like I love that too, but I love peanut butter so much that I feel
you
like do. You can't put peanut butter in that. And then it's like, what's the point?
Exactly. And I think that's where like, I always run into issues is like, I want to put peanut butter in this, but once you start to put all those tropical fruits in there, it doesn't
like
really
mango
work.
And peanut butter doesn't really work.
Yeah. But you know what's really funny is that my daughter is obsessed with peanut butter. Like beyond
so
obsessed. She calls it dip. So every morning it's dip, dip, dip. And it's we dip waffles, we dip fruit. And the other day we dipped eggs. We dipped burger in peanut butter.
We
dip everything in peanut butter, and she like demands it. And I'm like, okay.
Wait, I can picture her doing that. Oh, it's so funny. Wait, let's talk more about kids' food too, because on the same vein of like calling foods toxic and poisonous on the internet without any context or application understanding, right? Because I think that's like what you're saying right now about your daughter is like kids. In theory, like they haven't, like you can't tell them what to do. If you say, I don't want to say her name. I don't know if you share her name, but if you say girl, like we don't dip burgers in peanut butter. She'd be like, haha, fuck you, mom. I'm going to dip peanut butter and burger together. And at the end of the day, you're like, oh, this is amazing. She's getting healthy fats and
yeah,
protein.
Like, this
right?
is great. Like you're getting more energy and more fat.
Exactly. And so I think that when you think about kids, nutrition and you think about the horrific, like quote unquote, crunchy mom advice on the internet about cutting out, you know, veggie straws that get a lot of hate or any like quote, heavy air quotes, fake healthy foods is what they like to call them. Right. And then you think about like the application piece of it and like how that works in practice and like with kids, it doesn't. Right. So a great example this morning of feeding a toddler is my son has become, he's three. He's become the pickiest eater as far as like when he decides he's not going to have something, there's no changing his mind. And when he decides he's going to have something, there's no changing his mind. Fine. But it left us with like a lot of limited stuff to feed him. And I'm trying to like bring back my ShopRite kids cooking class days of like calling things with spinach Hulk pasta, or, you know, I remember we used to make that like black bean spaghetti and call it worms, but I'm like, kids used to eat it. My kid, no, but red is his favorite color. Valentine's Day is tomorrow when we're recording. And I have red food dye because we use a lot of experiments with like, we do a lot of like the baking soda vinegar experiments, yeah. which are so fun. This has red number 40 in it. This morning and last night, he found like a donut tray that's in the shape of hearts in one of our drawers. So he's like, let's make them. Great. I use Kodiak pancake mix, an egg, and milk. That alone would never touch. We added a couple dots of red 40 in there. Kid ate three. Okay. He ate protein packed little muffins. We called them donuts and he loved them. He asked to make them again this morning and we did. And then we made the muffins version and we made purple ones because we mixed a little bit of blue in there too. And if I subscribed to diet culture or wellness culture or orthorexia culture on the internet, you know, I would be living in fear that I'm really hurting my kid right now. But the reality is that when you think about the application piece, is what we've done is got him involved in cooking, got him excited about something, and given him nutrients over anything else that outweighs the argument about food dyes in our kids' foods. And I think you can care about ingredients, especially as a parent, and you can be cautious and monitor and see if your kid needs any changes in their diet specifically for them and use application in practice and understand that we need to zoom out to the entire health picture and understand that in this moment he needs food. And so if he's going to eat this food that has nutrients in it, I don't care what else is in it. What
yes,
do you think?
Yes, I love this. And what you made me think of while you were talking is to give this kind of similar example for any of our non-parental listeners. I started thinking about a client who she had the goal of wanting to increase her fruit and vegetable intake. She wanted to work on getting more vitamins and more minerals and just increasing her nutrient dense foods. She had already overcame the guilt and shame associated with food and found herself wanting more of these, but being afraid to do it. because of like diet culture thoughts and triggers. And I remember her saying to me, like, I love, you know, what I love are like bagged salads with, you know, from the grocery store, but I'm not allowed to eat those. And I was like, wait, what? Let's go back here. Like, why are we not allowed to eat those? And then she went on to say how, you know, the dressings had ingredients that then she wasn't, air quotes, allowed to have. And then we broke that down to say, okay, so let me get this straight. You want to eat a bag salad that has the cabbage and the carrots and the pumpkin seeds and all these things. But
most you're delicious dressing.
Yum. Yeah. But in turn, because you're trying to avoid this dressing, you're now not consuming the vegetables and, you know, the other ingredients that are in there, nutrient dense ingredients, because of that. And same thing, like, I think even another example she had given was like just good old fashioned, like raw broccoli with ranch. And she's like, well, I can't have ranch. And so again, it comes back to whatever you need to include, thinking of that nutrition as inclusive, not restrictive. Because if we do add ranch dressing as a dip and now we're getting raw broccoli with the fiber content, right? And the minerals and all of this stuff, or this bag salad example, it's like they're yes, back to what you were saying. You are allowed to care what is in your food. You are allowed to bring that into the conversation. But is the fear stopping you from then getting nutrients? Because then it's like, and that's what I'm sensing, like you were kind of going off of. So that's like for child nutrition, but thinking about our adult listeners too, you could do that same thing. Like, are some of your food fears or the food rules that you used to have hindering you from enjoying some nutrient dense foods when really it's just going to bring satisfaction to the meal?
And some of my favorite facts, or one of my favorite facts, I should say, about nutrition and like adding in things like ranch dressing. I think ranch always gets the most hate, just like bananas for whatever reason. But when you add fats like salad dressing or dips to your vegetables, for example, you're actually allowing your body to digest or absorb the fat soluble vitamins. Like, you can't digest or absorb vitamins A, D, E, and K without a source of fat properly or efficiently and effectively, right? Like, you need a source of fat with them in order to get the benefits from them. So like the reality here is that the addition, and this is super hot on social media right now. I see a lot of dietitians talking about like the addition method, quote unquote, of nutrition versus restriction. And it's not just like for fun and games. It's because it can actually help you A, eat and enjoy more nutrient dense foods, and B, can also help the overall digestive process.
Absolutely.
It's like, hello.
It's a game changer. It's a game changer.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And how many people out there are just having no variety and no extra, I don't know, anything in their diet out of fear of breaking quote unquote diet culture rules and are actually ruining their gut health in the process.
Yeah. I think back to my like most disordered time and think about like, Okay, like salad dressing, right? Like we're, if we're staying on this topic of how it was so demonized, it was extra calories, like just eat the vegetables, like the bowl of veggie salad without a dressing. And like, I can just like picture that. And then it goes back to like, okay, let's continue to zoom out of, okay, fine, you're going to cut the dressing out and you're just going to eat a bowl of raw vegetables or whatever.
Sounds and then you, fun.
Right? Yeah. Not fun, not satisfying. And when it comes down to it, okay, what are your food choices like later in the day? No wonder I was binging on everything in sight because I was eating a bowl of like raw vegetables and needed fat and protein and calories and all of these things that vegetables just simply can't give on their own. So there's no, this is where there's so much misinformation. There is no downside. There is no shame in wanting to enhance or increase your nutrient density. And the dressings, the dips, all of these things can be used as a tool to help you do that. Instead of looking at them as like ruining your nutrition or poisoning you or whatever the fuck the internet is saying, they can be enhancing and helping you achieve those goals that you have.
Okay. So Sam, before I ask you your, what the actual fork moment of the week, which we must do, have you seen the viral video? And I don't know who this is, but Dr. Mike is his name on TikTok. And he has like 2.1 million followers. People love him. He interviewed Dr. Horrific, which is Dr. Gundry. Do you know him?
I probably do.
Like the worst. He interviewed Dr. Gundry and I need to see the rest of it where he basically was saying like, Dr. Gundry was called grapes sugar bombs. And I'm basically saying, like you might as well have chocolate. And Dr. Gundry's response was, so he's saying, you said sugar bomb or you said grapes are sugar bombs. And that is problematic. And he said, there's the same amount of sugar in a Hershey's candy bar as there is in grapes. And then Dr. Mike just came out and said, and he's basically like, you know, following that up. And Dr. Mike says, a mother now hears this and is going to be afraid to give their child grapes. And he's essentially saying, well, they should be, and that blah, blah, blah. And he's pulling in the conversation of nuance into a conversation about health. And I feel like that just goes so much with what you and I have just been talking about this entire episode, how doctors, fear mongers, crunchy moms, all of these influencers on social media make these statements about grapes and bananas and whatever else, and just incite fear in people and make you feel like, okay, if I'm giving my kid grapes or bananas, I'm doing something wrong. And like, what world do we live in where that is the reality?
Yes. That is wild. I have not seen.
I want to get to the rest of this video.
So are you saying though that Dr. Mike was saying, like, was calling him out and being like, this is not okay? That's what I thought I was hearing.
Yes.
I just want to make sure I heard it correctly.
I can keep playing it. I mean, and Gundry like doubles down and is like, they should just give them the chocolate instead. And like, you can have both. I don't care what you have, anybody who is listening, but like, you cannot sit here and tell me that you think that a mother is doing something wrong for giving her kid grapes, like unless they're under the age of one, because it's a choking hazard.
I would like, as you were talking, I was just thinking about how my daughter's like favorite food is grapes, and she eats them so well and loves them, and they're so fun and yummy. And frozen grapes, hello, have you ever taken the cotton candy ones and frozen them? So good, so good. Yeah, that's just no, thank you. I mean, it just completely solidifies what we're talking about today on the episode of everything has nuance, and those kind of blanket statements are so harmful. Gundry has always been a quack, though.
Oh, he's worst.
Yeah, no.
People don't, he's like the medical medium. Like, people don't believe that and they follow what he says because he is a man with the word doctor in front of his name, or the initials doctor in front of his name, who speaks with authority and confidence, and he eats food food, so he's allowed to have an opinion on it, because that's all it is an opinion. And people believe him because he commands attention, right?
And like says very respect. Radical things, yes. Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I think about, like, if you want to talk about, like, what the actual fork moment is, like, I keep getting, I don't know why, on my FYP, like, people literally being like, I cut out sugar from my diet for 30 days and here's what happened. And then they like, and I used to get these a while ago and I'm like, why am I getting these all over my fucking feed? Like, and I don't know if it's because I just start watching them and start laughing and because I'm like staying on the video. So I posted a few days ago on TikTok and then I reposted on Instagram. Like, I literally posted that and I was like, just fucking kidding. I would never do that. And people, it's just so funny to see.
But I want to read the comment section.
Oh my gosh. I was like, people like actually do like know what I stand for, because the amount of people that were like, oh, holy shit. Like, I was like about to like unfollow you or like hold the phone or like, you know, oh my God, you scared me or like all of these things. It was really funny to see the response of what people were saying. But I think... And on TikTok, if you go to TikTok, it just says my 30-day sugar detox. And it's just like, it has 106 comments of people being like, no, I was shooketh for a moment. I gasped. I was terrified. Oh my God, I almost just did a spit take. You freaked me out. Like, but that's what I mean though, is like, I'm seeing that everywhere. And like, first of all, no, you're not. You're not cutting sugar out for 30 days. Like, I guarantee you, if we check every single thing that you've consumed, there is going to be added sugar. And like, that's just a part of how our food is processed. And like, it is very, very, very difficult and extremely restrictive to cut out all added sugar. And going back to what we talked about today, like, sugar is... fancy word, glucose is our body and brain's number one source of energy and is absolutely needed by the brain and human body to function properly. And so when people are just putting these, like telling people that they cut it out for 30 days and then saying these list of things that are going right in their life and like happening, like I can't stop but laugh. But then I'll go read the comment section on those posts and people are like, oh my God, how do I do it? Oh my God. And I'm like, no, like people can't actually believe this. Like,
wait, this reminds me too, the woman's dietitian who is a PCOS dietitian on social media commented on my banana post. Just something about like saying, like supporting my post, and the people fighting with her in the comment section of this post, using words like hepatic ATP depletion and fructokinase and throwing out like all, like trying to make you believe that they know more than you because they can like string some science together, is exactly what you're saying about just the way that social media can twist and turn things. And like what I was saying about how somebody like Gundry, because he speaks in big words and makes big statements, makes people believe that he knows something about nutrition, is just wild.
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
But I just want everyone to hear, like, if you see a video of people doing a 30-day detox from sugar or cutting sugar from their diet, one, they probably didn't and they're lying. Two, even if they did, whatever they're feeling might not be true for you because everyone's bodies are different. And three, like, let's bring some curiosity and awareness to what they are reporting, because a lot of them are like, I have a boyfriend now, or like, I swear to God,
I don't fight with my husband anymore.
Yes. I feel like that was like, there's just things that it's like, this has nothing to do with that.
And also what happens on day 31?
Exactly.
Right.
Going back to like the whole 30 effect of like, just
What happens on day 31 and what happens in the future? What happens to your relationship now with sugar, right? Like if it's something that you just take away and bring back for a day, so then you overload it on one day and then you don't feel good. And then the cycle and the spiral continues. And it's like, and when I say results in this statement, I'm not talking about your physical body. I'm talking about the way that you feel. So if you're looking for health changes and health, quote unquote, results or outcomes, the way that you achieve health outcomes is the way that you keep them. So if you do feel differently, let's say, like actually after this 30-day, whatever it is, however you feel in that moment, cannot stay like that unless you continue to do what you're doing, which is removing whatever it is. That means that you really can't leave your house. You can't enjoy social events. You can't enjoy any type of vacation or meal with other people or meal outside your home or any type of gathering that has food in it. And it's just not realistic. So it's not sustainable. So we need to find another way to get you to that feeling, which is possible. And it likely revolves around adding things into your life and not taking them away.
Totally agree. And I feel like sometimes people feel this like false feeling almost, because it's like some of it could be a physical change. Like, sure, if you're cutting out added sugar and you notice that you eat less, like, some of the highly processed foods, right? Like let's say it's cupcakes and cakes and ice creams and things that maybe you had have an unhealthy relationship with and were binging on. So not only are you cutting those out and feeling maybe different physically, but are you also feeling this like a mental, this mental and emotional high of this false sense of control, right? Mm. Of, because that's something I see a lot when clients are in the like really thick of restrictive dieting, is they feel this high off of air quotes controlling when they're in those modes of restriction. But then as soon as the binging comes back or the out of control, not only are they feeling physically unpleasant because it doesn't feel pleasant to eat those kind of foods in excess, but then also that emotional, mental unpleasantness of like, I'm so out of control. I'm so disgusting. How could I like do this? And that adds this other whole other layer to it. That's like just important to think about. So yeah.
Ooh, and like pulling this full circle, right? So you think about that control thing that you just said, which I absolutely love the way that you said it. And you think about kids too, because we were talking about toddlers before. When you offer your toddler choices around food or the opportunity to be part of the decision making, they feel like they are in control, and that will prevent so many fights and tantrums. And like, because when you think about it logically and you think about what you just said, when your life feels out of control, oftentimes people will default to, well, I can control what I eat. And so that's the only area of my life that I can remain in control of. So I'm going to take it to an extreme. And that's where that disordered relationship really can spiral out of control. But people believe that if there's nothing else in their life to control, that they can have that. And it makes them quote unquote feel good, when we know that that's not the reality. And it's only creating more problems. But if we twist that to understanding with kids and giving them a little bit of control, it's going to help that power struggle so much.
Totally agree. Totally agree. And not that it works 100% of the time.
No,
the first time,
nothing like, does in parenting.
Santa, do you want these jammies or these jammies? No! And just sprints butt-ass naked out the room. And it's like, okay, well, I tried to give a choice. But no, I totally agree. And I think it makes so much sense what you're saying. And so, as always, nutrition is nuanced. And there are plentiful quacks on the internet to go around.
Yes. I don't even think we got to your what the actual fork moment, but I feel like it's all of these things.
Well, it was just that exactly. I said my what the actual fork is all of these detox. I don't know why I'm getting them, all of the sugar detox videos. So that was my response to it, was pretending for 1 second to do that. And it was very, it was very nice to see the response in this comment section. It was people being like, oh my gosh, you scared me, instead of people like, you know, it could have ended up, and it still might end up on the wrong side. But for now, we're with the OG followers and friends who get it.
And last but not least, did you watch Usher at the Super Bowl?
Yes, of course I did.
Like, did it not remind you or like transport you directly back to high school and college? Probably college for you.
No, high school.
High school for you.
It was a millennial dream.
Every single song, I was like, oh, okay.
And then I feel like Gen Z was sitting there like, what?
Like, who is this guy? Yeah. I also listened to Spotify Usher with the baby all day on Monday.
Well, how intelligent is he to release a brand new album like right before the Super Bowl, because he knew that everybody was going to be streaming him, you know, right after.
He's not dumb. For sure.
Very smart. Very smart man. But yes, it was definitely enjoyable.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of What the Actual Fork Pod. We know there are a lot of pods out there, and we are so grateful that you are here listening with us.
So if you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to subscribe, like, share with all of your friends and faves, and don't forget to rate and review and let us know what you want to hear more of. The more we hear from you, the more that we can make these episodes exactly what you want. We would also love to connect with you on Instagram at WhatTheActualForkPod.
We promise to continue to bring you the hottest topics, greatest guests, and the most fun you can possibly have fighting diet culture bullshit. We love you, we appreciate you, and we will see you next week for more fun.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.